Okay, Freilichim Chanukah, everybody. First of all, a big Yashar Koach to Jason and to the whole Chevra for putting together the menu for tonight, and really just uplifting us with the Gashmias, and hopefully the Ruchnias will carry us much further as well. I was very excited to discuss in Yoni Chanukah, and the Chevra said that they wanted to. And it happened to be that I got a very interesting shaila this week that I wanted to discuss. And it really touches on many key inyanim in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And there's a lot of different pieces that come together. And that's why I thought that the chevra would enjoy this shaila. So the shaila that was that Baruch, let's say his name is going on a ski trip together with his two kids. And they're going to spend Sunday night in Vermont. But his wife is not going on the trip. She remains home at their house in Fairlawn. And the shaila was, what's the proper procedure for Hadlakas Neros Chanukah? And I realized that tonight that this is really, much less serious way of asking the shaila than probably a very common way of asking the shaila right now in Gaza, for a lot of husbands away from home, and their wives are at home and lighting at home. So what's the proper procedure in that case? Anybody have any thoughts? What should be the din over here? Okay, so let's in our shaila, let's go. So let's make sure we have the metzias clear. Okay, in our shaila, so Baruch and his kids are at a hotel in Vermont. Okay? His wife is at home. Who lights? Who says a bracha? Who's obligated to light? Who's not obligated to light? Is everybody obligated to light?
Assuming
he can light in the hotel.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. If the husband and children...
Let's assume he'll put the Neros in the sink or whatever and he'll watch them. Okay? I'm not advising any fire safety.
If the husband and the children were coming home, let's say 1 a.m., really coming home really late at night, the wife would light at home.
Bismat.
Yeah,
but
no, I'm asking.
Yeah. But right now we're discussing that. I want to know the answer to my case.
I'm just using that to build on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so interesting. So Jackie thinks that since he's sleeping that night in the hotel, so that would be defined as his home, and therefore he would have to light as well. So let's see over here. We're going to discuss this entire sugya. As I said, it touches on a lot of key issues. So let's begin with the Gemara in Shabbos, Chav Gimel, Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Sheshes, Ach Sinai Chayov B'Ner Chanukah. Rav Sheshes says that a guest is obligated in Ner Chanukah. If you have a guest who stays at a host, he's obligated to participate in Ner Chanukah. And Rabbi Zeira demonstrates that din for us. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Mireish ki havina beirav, mishtatfana beprite bahade ushpiza. Originally, when he was learning in the Beis Medrash, so he would be mishtatif bepruta. When he stayed as a bacher at someone's house, he would pay a couple coins to the host, and that way be part of the lighting of the host. However, Basar the Nesive Yitza, Amino Hashta Vade Lo Tzerichna, the Komadika Alai Bego Beisai. Said once he got married, so he didn't need to light anymore. Because why? Because his wife is lighting for him at home. So he's staying somewhere else, he's sleeping there overnight, but nonetheless, he doesn't need to be Mishtatif Bepruta because his wife is lighting. So from the very beginning, from the outset over here in the Gemara, just because you're sleeping somewhere else doesn't mean that you can't be yotzei with your wife's lighting at home. In fact, the opposite is true. Rabbi Zeira establishes for us that if your wife lights for you at home, then you've been yotzei in the mitzvah. You've been yotzei in the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros Chanukah. The Rambam paskins this way, Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. This is a Gemara and Shabbos black on white. Okay, but the guest, I mean, what makes the hotel the
he rented the room, right? So he has some, like, so like you rented an apartment, you have some amount of rights in that room.
Okay.
Like where if you're staying at somebody else's house, no room to say that that's your home for the night.
Well, that's where you're sleeping. I mean, what? Why should it matter?
You're saying it shouldn't matter that it's someone else's house. It could also be your house.
That's why I'm right. I'm not sure about the chilip.
That someone else's house, someone's lighting there.
Oh, so there are other lights.
Yeah.
So now Morty raises another issue, which we will discuss, which is that in the case in the Gemara, Rabbi Zeir is staying somewhere where someone else is lighting. But in our case, he's going to a hotel where very likely no one else, certainly no one else is lighting in his room, and very likely no one else is lighting in the hotel. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know how many yidden go on these ski trips during Hanukkah. But, okay, maybe Jackie's saying a lot. Okay. Fine, but that's going to be another issue. Is there any other reason? So what essentially Morty's saying in principle is, even if he doesn't have to light because his wife lights for him at home, is there another reason why he has to light when he's away, since he doesn't have Neros Chanukah around him? Okay, so that's also going to be another issue that we need to discuss. Yeah?
Also, does it matter if it's his wife, or let's say it's a friend, or a roommate, or a child?
Oh, very good. So who can light for him at home? That's one question. And a second question is does it make a difference about who lights? Does it make a difference if your kid lights for you or if your wife lights for you? Yeah.
It's kind of Shabbos, went to my in-laws, we made it there in 18 minutes. So I called up to say, I'm not going to make it, but can you light for me? Do I start to be, give them a dollar? Do I have to do that? Like, how does that work?
Ah, right. So in that case, you didn't light at all.
I made it there in time.
Oh, you made it there in time. But if you didn't light at all, if you got to your in-laws and you didn't light at all, right? So in that case, yeah, you would have to be mishtatif for pruta because you're not even in your own home, right? It's not that your in-laws are lighting for you at your own home, which also might not work. But, okay. So the issues that I want to discuss tonight, I'm trying to keep it clear because there's a lot of complexities to this, so yeah, it's very fun. So number one is, why is it, just a lamda shashayla, why is it that a person is yotze when his wife lights for him at home and he's away? Why is that the case? Okay, I want to understand that in lamdas. Question number two is, if he's yotze, but the guy loves Hanukkah, and he wants to light Neros Hanukkah, and he says, Rav, give me a way to light Neros Hanukkah with a bracha. I really want to light with a bracha. So what do we tell him? Can he light with a bracha when he's away? Huh? Even though he was yotze with his wife?
In the hotel room.
In the hotel room?
Why not?
Okay, why not? Says Rich. Let's see. That's question number two. What?
You say it's a bracha levatala.
Alt bracha levatala. Right.
Sounds similar. So say a house where you light four chametz or is even in the same house.
Very good. So we'll have to see. Is this case comparable to that? Okay. That's question number two. Question number three is Morty's issue, which is even if we tell him, don't light with a bracha, will we tell him that he has to light anyway for some other reason? So those are the three issues I want to discuss tonight. Okay, so let's get into question number one, which is the lamdus of why is it that you're yotze with your wife when your wife lights for you at home? So the beginnings of that, the Gemara Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, source number two, Tanur Rabbanon, Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Ishu Beiso, perhaps the most off-quoted and famous Gemara about Chanukah, which is that the basic mitzvah of Chanukah is to have one candle per home. V'amahadrin ner l'chol echad v'yechad. Mahadrin have one candle per person. V'amahadrin min amahadrin. So Beis Shammai says, poches v'holich, and Beis Hillel says, mosif v'holich. So Beis Shammai says you go from 8 down to 1. Beis Hillel says from 1 up to 8. And exactly how mahadrin min amahadrin works and its mechanics and who's lighting and how many people are lighting, We'll get to, okay? But for now, what we've established in the Gemara, Shabbos Chafala from Inbeis, is that the basic mitzvah is to have one candle per home. So let's ask the Shaila, how does that work? Why? Now, in my home, I'm obligated. My wife is obligated. My kids are under bar mitzvah. But if you have children above bar and bas mitzvah, they're obligated too. So how is it that one candle suffices for everyone? The Chachamim said that everybody has to light. Men, women, everybody has to light. So how is it that one candle suffices? What?
Then Friday night, where everyone technically has a
view. Oh, okay. So Baruch Shekivantim to the first Mahalach in the Sfas Emes. So I picked the Sfas Emes because he most clearly outlines these approaches. We're going to suggest three mahalchim, how it is that one candle suffices. Sfas Emes, number three. V'yesh la'ayin, i'a mitzvah, ner echad bebayis, kimo mezuzah, uchimo ner Shabbos, the kol shehidik l'shem Shabbos, af shehidik mishi yiyedai. Says the Sfas Emes, maybe we should compare the mitzvah of ner Chanukah to two other mitzvahs, mezuzah and ner Shabbos. And the common denominator between those mitzvahs, according to this mahalach, would be that they are what we call a chovas habayis. It's a mitzvah that Chazal said to do on the house. The house needs to have a mezuzah. The house needs to have an ner. Who puts up the mezuzah? As long as it's someone who's a bardas and he does it for the purpose of putting up a mezuzah, you're good to go. Right? Who needs to light the Ner Shabbos? Says the Sfas Emes, as long as someone does it for the purpose of Ner Shabbos, it's done. You have light in the house. You have Oneg Shabbos, you have Kavod Shabbos, you have Shalom Bayis, it's done. Chovas Habayis means that the house needs to have something. Now, the house can't act on its own, right? So the person has to be the actor in order to actually implement the Chiyuv. But the Chiyuv applies to the house. So from that perspective, we can very well understand why one candle suffices, because when the Chachamim said that everybody's obligated to light, what they really meant is that everybody's house is obligated to have a ner. And if you're all in the same house, all you have to do is have one ner in that house. L'may nafgamina, says the Sfas Emes, ulefize, after the gam shnei balabatim hadarim bevayis echad, dai lohem b'ner echad. If you have two different owners in one house, you have roommates. One pays 50% of the rent, the other one pays the other 50%. According to this mahalach, the basic chiyuv would be for both of them to have one ner, even though they're separate owners.
So then they both have to contribute? If the house just needs to have a ner, both would have to contribute for the Shabbos candles in that respect in order for
them. Oh, very good. Okay, so Meir, wow, I see you guys, amazing. So Meir essentially is being mechavi into Akasha here. He's really saying Akasha, even though he's not asking it, but he's saying Akasha. He's saying, look, the Gemara that we started with on Chav Gimel Amar Aleph said that Achsanya is Chayav in Ner Chanukah. If you have a guest, if Shmuli is a guest at someone's house and his wife, Shmuli, while he was a bachur, okay? He wasn't married yet. Shmuli is a guest at someone's house. The Gemara says he's obligated to light. What, if the chiyuv of Ner Chanukah is a chiyuv on the bayis, the baal habayis is lighting, right? Does the house have a candle? Yeah. So why is Shmuli chayv? So the Ran in source number four says essentially that. He says you can prove from the din of Achsanya that Ner Chanukah is not a chovas habayis. Because if it were, then Shmuli wouldn't be obligated to light. Now the Sfas Emes is aware of that shaila, and he says like this. He says, "Vahadu ushpiza mishtatif beprite." So Meir, that which a guest is mishtatif beprite, he pays a little bit to join in. Yeshlomar, offer ani. This sounds a little dachuk. Yeshlomar shu kedei lasos hamitzvah bebamono. Avo midina yotze. Sfas Emes says that Shmuli, Midina, fundamentally, he's Yotze. There's nothing for him to do. Somebody lit a candle. That's it. Why does he have to be Mishtatev Pepruta? Because it's better to spend your own money on the mitzvah, to be involved, actively involved in the mitzvah, for your money to be a part of it. Now, when you read the Gemara, that's not what it sounds like. Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshas, Ach Sinai Chayav Ben Er Chanukah. It doesn't sound like a maila of doing the mitzvah ben Mamono, right?
I'm saying he has the same deal.
In Achinami.
So he's saying everyone has that equal chiyuv.
Right. Everyone needs, just like a mezuzah, right? If you live in that house, the house has to have a mezuzah, right? Now, maybe the shear for who needs to make sure that it has an Ner Chanukah is just someone who's sleeping there that night, not somebody who's living there for 30 days, etc., etc., okay? That's Lomal of Lomorid for now, okay? But the idea is that the thing needs to happen in the house. If it happened, done.
Meaning, like, before it probably wasn't Sarah either, but now for sure not.
Ooh. Interesting. Okay. Okay. I like it. Anything to defend the Sasemas, for sure. Okay. So Mahalach number one is that the reason why Ner Ishu Beso works, the mechanics of Ner Ishu Beso, is that we're going to characterize the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah as a Chovas Habayis, like mezuzah. Now, we have a very big challenge to that, which is from the Din of Achzanya, the Sfas Emes tries to wiggle his way out of it. So then the Sfas Emes suggests a second Mahalach Beis, says like this. O Neima, deha mitzvah al kol adam, Ela de balabayis motzi kol b'nei beso. So Meir Sfas Emes now is saying that if you have a number of people in the house, husband, wife, four children, chves, yeah? And they're all bar bas mitzvah, everybody's obligated. You have six people who are obligated here, yeah? However, this is an instance of a type of mitzvah that can be done by one person on behalf of another. Essentially like a shlichus. You can appoint someone as a proxy to do the mitzvah for you. So that what that means is that when one candle is lit, and let's say the head of the household, the Baal HaBayis, is the one who lights it, he's lighting it for himself and on behalf of everyone else. So here what we're saying is that Ner Chanukah is not like a mitzvah shebegufo, like tefillin or the like, where we don't say that just because I can't appoint Dave to put on tefillin for me, right? That doesn't work. That's a mitzvah shebegufa. I have to put on the tefillin myself. But apparently, Ner Chanukah, I can rely on someone else to do the mitzvah for me. So how exactly that works, I was thinking maybe we look at Ner Chanukah more as like a result-oriented mitzvah. The Hainu, that it's not a chiyuv on the house, it's a chiyuv on the person, it's a chovas hagavra. Each person has to see to it that a ner is produced in the house. But as long as your charge is not to do the maisa hadlaka, but rather to ensure the totsa'a of a lit ner, so then I can appoint someone else to do it.
Multiple people can yield to is the same ner.
Correct. Exactly. So that's the way Rashi teaches Ner Ishu Beso on the Gemara.
So
yes.
Why do I have to participate with my Mamona? Why can I still be as a guest in the house? I'm still participating. Why do I have to contribute?
Because apparently the rule is that you need a connection to that bias.
So it's for family, children, wife.
Exactly, they have a natural bond to the bias. Exactly. If you're an achsenai, you're the guest. You don't have that natural bond to the bias. You have to have the hishtatvus papruta in order to create that artificially.
You're buying your way into the family.
So machlokas rishonim, whether you're buying the materials or you're buying your way into the family. Yeah.
So if I'm a guest, where does my fee of study start buying in?
So
I don't have the house right now.
What Right, so it's like what the Ran says, that because right now we're formulating it not as a Chovas HaBayis, but rather as a Chovas HaGavra, meaning he's Chayev. Now, he also has a house to light in, meaning he's sleeping there that night, right? It's a whole separate sugya of whether you actually need a house to light. There's like a huge machlokas whether you can light out in a field. It's Mamish Halacha L'maisa. Can you light in a tank? Can you light in a field? Can you, right? So, but putting that aside, the fact is that the Achsenai as a Gavra is Chayev in Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. He has a place to light. So he's Chayev, but he needs to do something in order to fulfill that Chiyuv. And that's Hishtatvus Bepruta.
Is the Din really a connection to the house of the family? Halacha L'maaseh for owning your family for a Chanukah?
Right. So if you're... Well, right. But it's... The family of that house.
Okay.
It's like Hainu Hach. Okay, so that's the second Mahalach. So Mahalach Aleph was that it's a Chovas HaBayis. Mahalach Beis is that it's a Chovas HaGavra. We said maybe it's like a Totsa-oriented Chovas HaGavra. Mahalach Gimel is to look at the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah as a unique Chiyuv. The Rambam, many point this out. My Rebbe, Rav Rosenzweig Shlita, has pointed this out many times. I also saw this in the Kuntres Chanukah Megillah, which was written by Rav Chaim Aaron Turchin, who was one of the top Talmidim of the Brisker Rav. He has a sefer called Kuntres Chanako Megillah. I have a lot of it quoted for you here. It's a very nice piece on this Indian. So the Rambam in source number 5 writes, Kamaneros hu madlik b'chanaka, mitzvasa shiyya kol bayis hu bayis madlik ner echad. Bein shu anshe abayis merubin, bein shu lo hayubo ela adam echad. So the Rambam has a very, very pinpointed formulation over here. He says, mitzvasa shiyya kol bayis hu bayis madlik ner echad. Each household should light a ner. Now the Rambam knows how to say people. He could have said, mitzvasa sheyihya kol ish madlik ner echad, or kol anshe habayis madlik ner echad. He could have formulated it in terms of the person, but he doesn't. He formulates it in terms of the bias, not the physical bias. A house is an inanimate object; it can't light a candle. What it means is the family unit, the entity called the household, not the house as the structure, the edifice, but the household, the family unit, the group of people that occupies that house. So for the Rambam, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and Rav Turchin proves this in his essay in Kutches Chanukah, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is not like other mitzvahs. It doesn't fall on the house like a mezuzah, and it doesn't fall on the gavra like most mitzvahs, tefillin, lulav, shofar, etc. But rather, it falls on the household. It's a group mitzvah, but not a mitzvah on all the rabbim, the mitzvah on the people who occupy that house, on that entity, on that collective.
Like a carbon
pitcher. Ke'ilu, the chabura. Nice parallel, okay? So if that's the case, then I can also understand why ner ishu beso. Why does one candle suffice? It's not the pshat that when the Baal HaBayis lights one candle, he's doing so to be motzi everybody else. No. There's one chiyuv here. There's one chiyuv. The chiyuv is for the collective. It's for the unit. Now, somebody has to be the representative of that unit to light. So we pick the Baal HaBayis. He's the head of the household. He's the one who's the emissary who lights the candle. And by doing so, he fulfills the chiyuv for the unit. But there aren't discrete chiyuvim.
It sounds like the second reason.
He's not being motzi other people. He's not being motzi then. It's not that you're appointing him as a proxy, as a shliach, right? The unit lights. Now, lemaisa, it's impossible for everybody. Right. Okay? Yeah. For sure. Oh, okay. So Jeremy gets to an ikar shaila, which is like this. This is going to have a nafkamina for us in how we define the din of Mahadrin min HaMahadrin. There is a three-way machlokas in Rishonim about what Mahadrin min HaMahadrin is. Tosos is of the opinion that Mahadrin min HaMahadrin means one person lights eight candles. One person lights eight candles on Zos Chanukah. Okay? That's how Sfaradim practice. So Ner Chanukah is that case where Sfaradim Paskin like Tosos and the Ashkenazim Paskin, you know, like the Rambam-esque. Well, you'll see in a second why I'm saying Rambam-esque. Okay? So Tosos holds one person, eight candles. The Rambam is what we all do, what all Ashkenazim do. Everybody who's a Bar Chiyuva lights his own menorah. The Rambam is in between. The Rambam says that you have the number of candles per person. So essentially, if you have six people in your home, you're going to have six menorahs. But you're not going to have six people light. Only the Baal HaBayis is going to light.
All six
menorahs. So on the eighth night, he's going to light 48 candles.
He makes one bracha.
That's exactly right. That's Shita Sarambam.
So
the Rambam says that Beferish. Yeah.
Not here.
Does each menorah still need a shamash?
good question. Yeah, I don't have it right here, but yes, the Rambam says Beferish.
He says, yeah. He's making the madlik one near the kol echad echad.
Right, the singular lashon of madlik. Okay, so that's the way.
The family unit that's their mitzvah.
Yeah.
Can anyone in the family, whether it's the son over 13, the wife, husband, yes, anyone light with the bracha and good for all of them?
Yes. Yes. Now you might pick the Baal HaBayis because he might be the most befitting representative. But yes, in Achinami, if someone says, no, I insist that I'm going to be the one to light. Yeah, that works anyway. Yeah, sure. No, I think switch. But let's stay on this issue, okay? So the machlokas between the Rambam, let's just take it for now, Naniach, okay? The machlokas between the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam is how we hold, what we do. The Rambam says, no, only one person lights all of the candles for everybody. What's machlokas? So there's a famous piece in the Brisker Rav, the Chidushei Agriz al Rambam, where he says the machlokas is about whether you can make a bracha on a hiddur mitzvah that is separate from the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is ner ishu beisa. Hiddur mitzvah of mahadrin mena mahadrin is external, it's extrinsic to that one candle. The Rambam holds you can make a bracha just on the hiddur. The Rambam says, no, if you want to make a bracha, the hiddur has to be part of the ma'isa mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah without a ma'isa mitzvah, without the basic ma'isa mitzvah, doesn't justify a bracha. So the Brisker Rav says that that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rambam, and therefore the Rambam says one person lights, because if somebody else lights, they can't make a bracha. Okay? Others take a different approach. And I saw this in Kuntres Chanukah, and if I'm not mistaken, I heard this from Mori V'Rabbi as well. They say like this. What the Rambam and the Rama are arguing about is actually what the mechanics of Ner Ish Ubeso really are. They're arguing about the basic Chiyuv. For the Rama, the Pshat in Ner Ish Ubeso is that the Baal HaBayis lights one candle and thereby is motzi everybody else. We are all yotze with the one, with the person who's lighting the one candle. If we're all being yotze with that person, so then what comes out? We can choose not to be yotze, right? I could say, no, I want to do it myself. I don't want Tati to do it for me. I want to do it myself. Okay, good. So then if I want to do it myself, I'm not yotze with him, then can I make my own bracha? Avada. It doesn't have to do with hiddur mitzvah. It just has to do with the fact that I'm not yotze with the person lighting. And in fact, that's the way Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains what happens every night, night in, night out, in all of our homes. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that when everybody lights a menorah, what he or she has in mind is that I'm not yotze with the person who lit before me. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. And that's why everybody can light with the bracha. Because essentially what we're doing is deciding not to be yotze. Because ner ishu beso is being yotze. We're pulling out of that and we're saying, no, I don't want to be yotze. I want to do even better. I want to do shpitz. I want to do ma'adrim and ma'adrim. For the Rambam, says the Kuntres Chanukah, for the Rambam, it's vacuous to say, I don't want to be yotze. What does that mean, I don't want to be yotze? He's not being motzi you to begin with. He's not being motzi you. There's one chiyuv on the family unit, on the entity. The entity needs the light. He lit. It's not your choice to say, I don't want to be yotze with that. You're part of the entity. No, you can't opt out of the family. There's one chiyuv on the household. By dint of your living at that household, you're being so mechal shulchano, you eat with them, you sleep at that house, you are part of that household. You can't say no. You can't say no. So for the Rambam, that's why one person lights, and that's why Dafka the Baal HaBayis is the one who's going to light. Because he's the best emissary, he's the best representative for that family unit. So Jeremy, that's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Raman, Mahadrin and Mahadrin. It really ties back to how they understand Ner Ishu Beso. So now there are many, many, many other nafkamina between these mahalchim and how you understand Ner Ishu Beso. Do you say it's a din in the household lighting like the Rambam, or do you say it's a din in one person being motzi others? There's many, many nafkamina in this, but for purposes of time, we'll leave it at that. So let's get, yeah. No one's home, right?
So one person is not home. One person's away. The family unit has the three of them.
So you're getting to our Shaila. So our Shaila was that the husband is away and his wife is home. So his wife's going to light. So you tell me, what do you think the Rambam would say in that case? So can the husband light also? Ah.
establishing a household where he is.
So Kutcher is Hanukkah, so he argues that you can't speak of establishing a separate household when you have someone lighting at your actual home who's part of your nuclear family, right? So in Kutcher's Hanukkah, he argues that according to the Mahalach of the Rambam, once your wife is lighting for you at home, you can't light anywhere else. You can't this. So it's not the same as everybody lighting together, because for the Rambam, it's not the case that everybody's lighting together. Only one person's lighting, right? So now you're somewhere else, you can't light.
Because that's your home. What if you have two homes and you guys are, you know?
Okay, good. So we have to figure out which one's your Iker home, which one's your secondary home. Okay, but if we keep it simple for now, okay, if it's very, very clear, which one's your Iker home? Your Iker home's in Fairlawn. Your hotel room in Vermont is not your Iker home, right? So Kuntres Chanukah says it's ridiculous to speak about your hotel room as your bias when your wife is lighting in your real bias.
And does it matter the fact that, I forget the halachas about, but if you're away and your chiyuv will be done before she even has the chiyuv to start?
Oh, Yishmak. Okay, let's come back to that. Okay? So what comes out, what emerges, is that for the Rambam, it seems that the person who's away, the husband who's away, should certainly not light with a bracha. However, after all, we passing like the Rambam, right? Everybody lights. It's not just one person who lights. Everybody lights. So does that now mean that, like what Jason said, that just like the husband and his children, they're all lighting at home, so when he's away and his wife is lighting at home, why can't he light also? So some say in Achinami. Some say in Achinami, yeah, he can, right? And like we said, this is going to have real nafkamina, not only on the ski trip, but, you know, Rachmana Litzlan, but it's gonna have nafkamina in the war as well, right? If the soldier is in the fields, and let's say he's able to light without an actual house, or he has some tent or whatever, so can he make a bracha when he lights? So according to some, he can.
But the wife usually doesn't light in addition to the husband when they're both home, right?
Oh, okay. So that's a different Indian. Actually, it's not a different Indian. It's very, very connected, which is my next point. Okay, so let's get to that. So some say in Achinami, he should be able to light with a bracha. Just because his wife is lighting with a bracha doesn't take that away from him. Because after all, he could say, I'm not Yotze. I can have kavana not to be Yotze with her. However,
she's lighting at home in Fairlawn. He's in Vermont. But he walks in the street in Vermont and someone has it in the window. He can say Shasa Nisan. Right?
Oh, so yeah, we're going to get to that also. Yeah, let's just stick on this question for now, which is, can he light with a bracha? He says, I want to light with a bracha. Can he do so? We said for the Rambam, no. For the Ramah, there's a tzad to say yes. Why should this be any different from the case where he lights at home together with other people? However, there are those who disagree. Take a look at source number 10. It's on page 2. Source number 10. The Taz quotes the Marshal. And the Marshal writes, V'ish v'ishto b'vadai maspik lohem ner echad. One candle suffices for husband and wife. V'achsenai hanasui im inu yodea sheishto madlekas alav yachol ahadak v'lavarich. Fine. Aval imu yodea b'verur shi madlekas alav ein lo lahadik. If he knows that his wife is lighting for him at home, he should not light. Im lo shuhu beveis yechidi mishum haroe yadlik. Unless he's alone, so then he has to light in order to see the candles. I'm coming back to that, I promise. Avalo yivarich, he shouldn't make a bracha. And then if you go to the last line, the third line at the end, aval hecha she'ino rotze lotzeis be'adlakas ishto. This guy, who goes on the ski trip, he says, I don't want to be Yotze with my wife's lighting. I want a light on my own. Says the Marshal, Lav kol kemine. He doesn't have the power to do so. It's not within his capacity to say, I don't want to be Yotze with her lighting. It's very nice that you want to, but that's not effective. Now, why not? So Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why not is because maybe we should say that ishto kegufa. Maybe we should apply that, and really this comes from the Prima Gaudim first as well. Maybe we should apply the principle of ishto kegufo to Ner Chanukah. which would mean that although in general the Ramah's Mahadrin and a Mahadrin dictates that each person can light, but when it comes to husband and wife, only one can light. And that gets to Josh's point. Right? So Josh, you asked, isn't it the case that usually just the husband lights? So that's the widespread practice. Widespread practice is just husband lights. And the reason why is because of the application of Ishto Kigufo to Ner Chanukah. Ishto Kigufo is saying that it's even more than just saying there's... essentially, it's like applying the household idea, but just to the couple. Right? It's saying like you can't opt out of the household. So it's saying you can't opt out of this of the marriage bond. You're tied at the hip. You can't. There's nothing you could do. Right? So one Ner, one menorah suffices for both. You can't opt out of it. You can't say I'm not Yotzi with you.
Into the
Rambam. No, I'm not saying this in the Rambam. I'm not.
If you'd be lighting for each, let's say the Baal Bayit would light for everybody in the Hazara, he would be lighting one for the wife as well.
Right.
Right. How he would do it, there's no Ishto Kigufo.
There's not. It's not relevant at all. Yeah. Right. But we're within the Rambam saying that each person is lighting. However, Ishto Kigufo, and this comes from the Elia Rabba, Ishto Kigufo would have it that between a husband and wife, only one lights because you can't opt out. Right. So now that would mean, if we come back to our case, that the guy who's on the ski trip, he wants to opt out, but his wife is lighting for him at home. If his wife's lighting, he can't because of Ishto Kigufo. Ah. So now, first of all, is it so pasha to apply Ishto Kigufo to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? You don't apply Ishto Kigufo to Maisa mitzvahs, right? You're both obligated in a mitzvah, okay? You do it, so now your wife doesn't have to do it. Your wife does it, so now you don't have to do it. No. But apparently, the reason why we're applying Ishto Kigufo to Ner Chanukah is because of a Rambam-esque idea, right? The concept that the Ner Chanukah is supposed to be emblematic, it's supposed to be representative of the household. So there's an echo of that Mahalach in the Rambam, Dafka, in Ishto Kigufo, right?
Is that how the Mishnah Berurah paskens, or is that just explaining?
Oh, okay. So how do we paskens? So I'm laying out for you the options, right? So one option is that he could light with a bracha because it's no different from a normal case. Another option is that he can't light with a bracha because of Ishto Kigufo. The Mishnah Berurah says, let's read it inside, source number 14, Tov Resh Ayin Zayin, Sift Hez Zayin. V'yesh men ha-poskim she-sovrim, ha-chared ha-chazal patruhu, ha-yidei ha-dokas ishto, lo kol kimine lomar, eini rotze lotis b'shel ishti, v'yadik below bracha. So there are those who say that he should light without a bracha. V'hinei, after vaday ein limchos biyad ha-noagin levarech, achrei dahar be-achronim eskimu levarech. Even though many achronim say that you can make a bracha, and therefore we should not object against those who do make a bracha. Mikol makom tov yoser lahader lishmoa habrachos mipi acher v'yane amin v'chavin latzis bohen v'yadik neirosav. Either find somebody whose wife is not lighting for him at home, and he is obligated to light, so he's going to say the bracha, and you can listen to his brachos and be yotze with his brachos. Oh, a very creative solution. Yira lishaer lahadlik neirosav v'levarich aleihen zman ma kodem shemadlek as ishto beveso. Meir, your point from before. If the husband lights prior to the wife, so that he wasn't yotze at the time that he lights, because his wife didn't light yet, so he can make brachos because he's doing the mitzvah. His wife still needs the light because that's the chiyuv on the bias, well, right?
Her kids are
lighting. Huh?
Her kids are lighting. She can't be yotze that way.
If her kids are lighting,
somebody else is lighting in the house.
No, if her kids are lighting, she could be yotze. Yeah.
Today we can communicate, know that she's lighting.
Okay.
When there's no communication, the husband's on a business trip. He has no full knowledge that...
Yeah, so we say misafik, he can light with a bracha. Yeah.
Okay, should he be chayev?
Chayev to light with a bracha. Misafik, yeah.
Let's say he... I've got a terrible cold, sorry.
No, that's okay.
Let's say he, he went on a ski trip, but he's staying at his timeshare, or his condo, or whatever.
Right, it's his. It's his secondary home. Right. So that was kind of, I think Josh was getting at that before. We have to be magdir. I think it's still, I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure. My natia is to say that it shouldn't change the calculus over here. Because the primary home is clearly the one where he's all year, and that's where his wife is.
But yeah. At the time that she lit, his chiyuv didn't yet kick in. Let's say he's in California or something like that, so that he actually wouldn't even be yotze.
But then you have to figure out when his chiyuv kicks in. Is there a nair already? Do you have to have the Maisa Hadlaka when he does? It's a good Shaila. Not sure. Let's look into it. It's a good Shaila. Okay? So Halacha LaMaisa, what comes out from this Lamdus in how we characterize the mitzvah of Ner Ishu Beso and the effect that that has on Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, that's going to determine whether he can light with a bracha or not. And plus the addition of the wrinkle of Ishto Kigufa. Oh. Now, Rich's point from before. Let's say that we tell the guy, he says, I'm not coming back from the mountain, you know, prior to my wife lighting. I'm going to come home later. So we tell him, okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says to be careful. We tell him to light without a bracha. Now, does he have to light? Is he obligated to light? Now he can't light with a bracha. So he's like, oh, come on. Like, I want to light with a bracha. You told me no. Now you're going to tell me I still have to bring my whole, all my stuff, all my materials. I still have to light. Is he obligated to light? So this touches on another inyan, which is the obligation, potential obligation, to experience the nes, the pirsuma nes, via Neros Chanukah. So source number 15, Shiltik Yiborim, quotes from the Riyaz. V'nir be'inai, shim haya omeid be'ina nachrim, afa pi she'in lo bayis li'atzmo v'lo pesach li'atzmo. Even if he doesn't have a house, chayav v'hadlik ner li'atzmo, he needs the light. Afa pi she'ishto madakas beviso, even though he's yotze, he's mitzvah, she'harei ein anes mefursam etzlo. The nes needs to be publicized where you are. If you're Bein Ha'akum and nobody else is lighting Neros Chanukah, you're obligated to light Neros Chanukah so that you experience that nes. The Mordechai says it very similarly. He says, "Umikol makom tzarech liros." You have to see the Neros Chanukah. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins this in Tafresh Ayin Zayin Siv Gimel. Yesh Omrim she'af al pi she'madlikin alav besoch beiso imhu b'makom she'in bo Yisrael madlik bivrachos. Shulchan Aruch writes that even if somebody's lighting on your behalf at home, if you're somewhere where there are no Neros Chanukah, then you have to light and you make a bracha. You make the brachos. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that seems to be soser what the Shulchan Aruch wrote earlier in Tafresh Ayin Vav, where the Shulchan Aruch writes that if somebody's lighting for you at home, then you don't make a bracha when you light. But certainly what emerges from here is that you have to light. You have to light to be able to see the Neros Chanukah. So we have to tell the guy that, yeah, you do have to light. Now, what if he says, aye, but there's going to be other Yidin around, and I'll see Neros Chanukah in another place, in the lobby, whatever. So in Bir Halacha writes, based on the Chai Adam, that it's still best for him to light himself, because it's a Hidr Mitzvah for him to produce the Ner that's Mefarsim, the Nes.
Can you do one candle? Just to, you know, if he's traveling, it's easier.
That would be Ner Ishu Beso, right?
And if he's going to see other candles, he still has a word there.
Oh, so hold on. So right now, even when he's not seeing other candles, Mishnah Berurah says not to say a bracha, but according to the Shulchan Aruch over here, so if he's going to see other candles, then no, he would not say the bracha of Lahadlik. He would not say the bracha of Lahadlik. So let's say he gets there, right? He brings his stuff, right? Just in case. He gets there. So let's play out both scenarios, okay? One scenario is he sees the other Neros. So then everybody agrees that he's not going to say Lahadlik, but what would be best is for him to still light it himself, Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. So, but he's not going to say Lahadlik. However, should he say Sha'as Anisim? Who asked me before whether he should say Sha'as Anisim? Is that Josh? Rich?
Rich, yeah.
Yeah, so you see it, right? The guy's wife lights for him at home, so he's going to the mitzvah. But he sees Nero somewhere else. Does he say Sha'as Anisim himself? That's also a machlokas. So take a look at source number 21. The Bach writes, Vitema de mashma dikna love beviso eno ba el liftoro so michiuv hamutal al mamono lahadik neros the fire semani spirabim. The Bach writes that when your wife lights for you at home, that exempts you from the obligation to use your materials to publicize the nes. Aval hahuda ala nes, saying shaasanisim, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nes, uberka shachiyanu on the first night, hu bechiyuv al gufo, that's something that you have to do. Umizet lo nifter kishma dikna love. He didn't hear that bracha. He's not exempt from that bracha just because his wife lights for him at home. His wife fulfills the ikar mitzvah of Ner Chanukah for him. But he has a mitzvah to be moda on the nes. So he has to say Shasa Nisim when he sees Neros. So says the Bach. So again, in our case, he goes to Vermont. He sees other Neros. Yeah? So may ikar adin, he doesn't have to light. Does he have to say Shasa Nisim? The Bach says yes. However, the Mishnah Brura says no. V'yash poskim disavrei da'afilu yodeh shemadim alo beveso kivadu ba'atzmo eno madik v'gam eno mishtatif tzarech levarich al ri'ya u'mikol makom eno kedai la'asos kein l'maisa d'safik brachos l'hakel. So what's the machlokas over there? So seemingly the machlokas is, can we siphon out the hodah al hanes from the kiyum mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah? For the Bach, there are two distinct ideas. There's the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. There's the hodah al hanes that comes in the form of Sha'asa Nisim. Usually they come together, and that's the best way to do it. To have it come in the midst of your mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. But lu yitzuyar, that you yourself are not present for Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, dahainu, your wife is lighting at home, so there's still the kiyum of hoda al hanes. So you still have to say that bracha. What would the others respond? Why would you not say Sha'asa Nisim? They would say no, because the hoda al hanes must come within the framework of mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. Ah, you'll tell me there's such a thing as a birkas haroeh, which means that if you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, you do say Sha'asa Nisim. In Achinami, but that case is different. Why? Because that is a secondary kiyum of the ikar mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, right? Meaning, this opinion that says that this guy does not say Sha'asa Nisim is saying that once he fulfills the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, which he does through his wife, so then Birkas Haroeh is irrelevant. You don't have a Birkas Haroeh when you fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. You only have a mitzvah, a Birkas Haroeh, when you're not able to do Ner Chanukah. Like you're on your own, and no one's lighting on your behalf. And you don't have a menorah to light, then you do Birkas Haroeh. So the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim has to come within the framework of Hadlakas Neros Chanukah. Again, it's one and the same. Hadlakas Neros Chanukah is an act. It's a Maisa Hodah. It's a Maisa Hodah. So you do Lahadik Ner Shal Chanukah, and you also have the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. The Ramah says what? That we do all of them over La'asiyasan. You have Sha'asa Nisim prior to lighting the Neros Chanukah, because it's part and parcel of the mitzvah. You can't do it outside of the mitzvah if you are fulfilling the mitzvah via your wife. Whereas for the Bach, no, it's two separate elements. So halacha l'maisa, we're going to tell the guy not to say Sha'asa Nisim. Rich, we're going to tell him not to say Sha'asa Nisim, but he does need to experience the nes. He does need to experience the nes. So that means he either needs to see other neros, in which case, me'ikar adin, he's yotze, he doesn't need to do anything, although the Bir Halacha says that it's best for him to light neros anyway, for him to do it himself. And if he's not going to see other neros, if there's no one else who's lighting a menorah, then he's chayev even min adin to light the neros Chanukah, because the Mordechai and the Riyaz and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins this way say that if you're Bein Ha'akum, you have to produce something that is mefarsim the nes. So halacha lamaisa for Baruch going on the ski trip. So his wife lights for him at home. She fulfills the mitzvah on his behalf. He does not light with a bracha, but he should light either because of the hiddur mitzvah of producing the Neros Chanukah, despite the fact that he sees other Neros, or me'ikar hadin, that he needs the light in order to be mefarsim the neis, but there are not going to be any brachos with his lighting. He's not going to say lahadik ner shel Chanukah, because he was already yotzei the mitzvah with his wife, and he's not going to say sha'asa nisim, because the bracha of sha'asa nisim cannot come outside of the context of the mitzvah of hadlakas Neros Chanukah. So that's the, yeah, Josh. So there's another wrinkle, which is that you still have. Well, does he have more Neros to light?
No, I'm saying let's say he lit his Neros. No, let's say he lit his Neros after he made the bracha, the first bracha. He forgot to light the second bracha.
Right. So he lit all the Neros, and then he remembered, I forgot to say Sha'asa Nisim.
Right.
Can he say it afterwards? Saying if it needs to come within the context of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and now it's over. And it's and he waited till Kedei Dibur also, and he forgot.
It doesn't matter if it's over, does it need to be over this last year? So like we said, you can still say it's Kedei Dibur.
There are shitos that actually Dafka say that it should be afterwards.
When you already see it.
Right.
When you light one.
But yeah, so I think your case would be more like a half hour later he comes back and remembers, right. I forgot to say Sha'asa Nisim.
So,
then maybe, will we say no? Because he already fulfilled the mitzvah. I don't know. Not sure. Yeah, it's good, Shiloh. Okay, so I want to wrap it up over here. I just want to conclude with one idea in Derech Machshava. Now, we're talking about a case where someone really, really wants to contribute. He wants to participate in the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah. And his wife lights for him at home, but he really wants to be a part of it. And the truth is that the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah is really all about that Mesiras Nefesh for mitzvos. That's what Neros Chanukah is. You know, the oil in the Beis HaMikdash, we know, very famous Shaila, of course, right? We should have said Toma Hodra B'Tzibor, so the oil was perfectly fine. Chasm Sofer adds another point to this. Pri Chadash adds another point. Besides Toma Hodra B'Tzibor, a non-Jew doesn't have any tumah while he's alive. So why we say vitimu kol ashmanim? The non-Jews, right? They defiled all the oil. How? They don't have any tumah. Midoraisa, they don't have any tumah. There's no tumah to speak of. So what's the tumah? The tumah is only a gzeira derabanan. The rabbanan said that we treat it as if the non-Jew was metame the oil. So that means that this oil was only possible midir abana, and nonetheless it wasn't sufficient, because Chanukah is a time of living for an ideal. It's what my Rebbe calls a spiritual maximalism. It's saying we're not compromising, we're going to do our all, we're not going to settle. Every single person wants to contribute, participate, and be involved and invested in this mitzvah because of the maximizing of Neros Chanukah. Doing every single thing that we can to push ourselves to be part of Torah mitzvos. When I hear someone say, I really want a light with a bracha, that's what I hear. That's what I hear. I hear someone connecting to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, because the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is that very idea. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is, I don't want to settle. I don't want to be Yotze. I want to do it myself. That's Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. I want to do it myself. Because I want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Mesiras Nefesh for mitzvahs. It's a big zuchus to come together with this chever every Wednesday night. You know, I know our schedules are very busy, all of us. And to come together to really, really be Ma'ayin and Torah Shabbat Peh, also Chanukah, Yom Tov of Torah Shabbat Peh, to be Ma'ayin and Torah Shabbat Peh, and you know, Asuki Shmaitza Liba de Hilchasa, learning the halachos from the Gemaras all the way to the poskim, it's a big chizuk for me. It's a big chizuk, so I want to thank you. And I really appreciate and recognize the Mesiras Nefesh that the guys put in. And that Mesiras Nefesh hopefully should carry us forward throughout the rest of this year in a year of Aliyah in our Avodas Hashem. Shkoyach.